welcome to Belrose Major City Earth Station. We're located about 25 kilometres from downtown Sydney. The station was constructed at Belrose to give good visibility to our satellites, as well as good visibility to our customers all around downtown Sydney, including the major television stations. This is our OSSAT-A satellite, which we're just about to replace. They're just about to run out of fuel. And we're rehearsing today for the Optus B mission, which are due to go off later on this month. I'll take you into the satellite control room to show you the activities in there. Of course, security's pretty tight here. Hey, Jerry. This is the satellite control room. This is where we operate the Optus A satellites from. Also, we'll be operating the Optus B satellites from this room as well. It's manned by satellite controllers, manned 24 hours a day for keeping an eye on telemetry, as well as sending all the commands to the satellite. We send routine commands, perform manoeuvres, also respond to anomalies and things like that as well. Today we're rehearsing the Optus B mission, and we have, this is the Optus B equipment here. It's set up to monitor the telemetry and send the commands for Optus B. By the way, the satellite control equipment here for the Optus B satellites was all constructed by Optus staff, including the software, computers, and all the hardware you can see here for operating the Optus B. The flight director for the Optus B mission will be seated here. He'll be in control of the whole mission. He'll be monitoring what's going on from here. In addition to the Optus B mission, we'll be having to look after Optus A, and this is the supervisory console for that. We also have here the Optus A telemetry and command terminals, and we have the ground control for all the telemetry tracking and command equipment is done from this position here. When we first acquire the satellites, it'll be done using this equipment, which is the antenna control unit for the big steerable dish. And the first signals received at Belrose from Optus B1 will be seen here. This is our microwave tower. It's over 100 metres tall. It has many dishes that bring our customers' signals from the downtown area and the television stations into this earth station. Once the signals are at this earth station, we then uplink them to the satellite. To do that, we use these dishes. There's two dishes here. One for A1 and one for A2. They're 13-metre end dishes, 13-metre dishes. The end dish is an 8-metre dish, and it's used for the A3 satellite. This dish that's above us here is a full tracking antenna, and it's used for the missions, and it'll be used for the B1 missions to track the B1 satellite during its geosynchronous transfer orbit. This is the Orb Ops room, or orbital operations. This is the room where they calculate all the orbits based on data received, ranging data received. They then use that information to calculate orbits and then manoeuvres for the satellite. They do all the manoeuvre planning. They then pass the results of that manoeuvre planning next door into the satellite control room where the manoeuvres are performed. Obviously, to do all these calculations, they have a lot of computer equipment, displays and computer terminals. This is the spacecraft engineering area that's been specifically set up for the Optus B mission. It houses all the spacecraft engineering specialists required to do this mission. Over here, we have the lead spacecraft engineer who's coordinating all the inputs from the spacecraft specialist back to the flight director. Over here, we have the control system specialists who are looking after the control systems on the spacecraft. We have more control systems people here, mechanisms people, people looking after thermal subsystems, and people looking after the electrical power on the satellite, which are the solar cells and the batteries. Satellite operations, and in particular the Optus B mission, requires a lot of computing power to drive all the screens and that you've seen in the satellite control room, orb ops room and spacecraft engineering area. These are all the computers that are needed to drive all those screens. Hey, Douglas. This is our communications equipment room. It's directly behind the communications antennas and houses all the up and downlink equipment that carries our signals to and from the satellite. Here we have rack upon rack of equipment here for uplinking and downlinking signals to the satellite, including klystron power amplifiers, travelling wave tubes, encryption systems such as BMAC for the television, data services, lots and lots of equipment and for communications, and it's all controlled from our network operations centre. This is our network operations centre. It's the hub of communications that are carried up to our satellites and down again. Behind me is the console that carries the TV and broadcast services, and we monitor those services here. We also control the operation of our other seven major city earth stations from the console here. As part of the Optus B reconfiguration, we're taking the equipment out of those and installing them into new facilities. Now, these facilities here that the guys are installing will house all the equipment over there, plus some additional equipment as well. We're putting in particular, some Intelsat equipment here, which will be one of the many new services that Optus Communications will be carrying. And we're looking forward to what Optus is going to do and the new things that it'll bring us.